This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're so coy, alluring, angel with a wicked smile. Sleeping 20 hours a day, never lay a paw on dusty clay. I'll keep your litter natural, no chemicals in your nostrils, just corn below, so every time you go, you'll know your shh don't stink.
World's best cat litter for the world's best cat.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
Let's go. Another Blunt Business is on the air. Thanks for joining us for another great edition. My next guest has 25 years of experience building high-growth tech and logistics companies. He represents an ERP solution, Enterprise Resource Planning Solution Company, servicing many of the largest MSOs in the cannabis industry. MSOs are multi-state operators. The acronyms are well and lengthy. I'm here with James Minotello. He's the CEO of Leaf Logix with an X. James, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. So we're going to definitely talk about the platform itself because it is highly juiced up than your run-of-the-mill point-of-sale system or anything you could say is it's just anything that might just be a software as a service or SaaS. So I want to get into this real quickly. Leaf Logix, there's a great expanse of where your product is available through 37 states and three continents, allows clients to maintain compliance with business growth and have maintained 100% compliance since inception. Great work. So you spoke with New Cannabis Ventures about Leaf Logix and the seed-to-sale software platform and thinking globally. And reporting during the pandemic, you said your company has worked closely with its customers, focused on remaining agile, and you've actually added 15 to 20 full-time members during the pandemic to help handle the growth of the product. So no stopping for Leaf Logix. Talk to me about how this was possible, that you're able to go and work on this contingency where you're not having to go ahead and try to, you know, it's almost like not damage control, but really it's a continued growth even during this pandemic.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. And I think in a strange way, the pandemic has validated that cannabis is here to stay, not only stay, but grow. I want to emphasize it's a global industry. So anytime I speak, it's yes, we have coverage throughout every legal state in the U.S., but it also goes beyond our borders.
As an evolving global industry, yep. There's so many other countries left to really go and take the full advantage of it. But yes, there's a globalizing of this industry overall. I agree.
Exactly. And you know, during the pandemic, the growth that you speak to with Leaf Logix, it's really based on people forget that cannabis is still in its infancy and it's maturing by the day. We like to call it dog years, sometimes butterfly years. But the growth is mainly because, the governments have given us the essential label and essential business label. And so that was a big plus, which is ironic since we're not federally legal, as you know. So it's kind of a joke within the industry, but a sign foreshadowing the future of that it's inevitable. And in addition, people should know that the cannabis space grew about 40% during that time overall. And we were part of that growth since we handle many of the bigger players, and we don't forget the smaller players that have very important businesses unto themselves.
Now, one of the things I would have to imagine is regardless of the growth that Leaf Logix was able to make. You brought on full-time team members, but also, I would imagine, you didn't have an office to work off of this because you had to go and work remotely all across the board. So talk to me about the obstacles that you had and able to go ahead and bring on into the fold more staff and having them going to work remote.
Yeah, it was interesting, an interesting dynamic. We normally went with the credo that it's easier to manage parties that are within an office. Even if you have multiple offices, you can keep each one as its own think tank, and then they communicate connecting the dots of offices that we have because we are in New York, Denver, Los Angeles, Bogota, Colombia, and Toronto. But during the pandemic, that wasn't possible. Everybody was working from their homes. So we kind of said, okay, we have to reinvent ourselves. We have to manage as we would if they were in an office. We also thought we may lose something in the culture of people speaking at the water cooler or going out after work or those important conversations after working hours in the office. But in actuality, we found great production from people outside the office that were very dedicated to our company and our product. So kudos to them. And the new people joining actually had a funnel to get to know everybody on the same level because no one was in one particular office. So it's worked out quite well for us.
I'll say this too. What's interesting is I've been doing podcasting for 15 years. So well before Cannabis Radio became a concept, we talked about the area of really just employee management. And, you know, when you had companies with multiple locations to work from, I just remember one story in particular, without naming names, about how a company tried to work with all their, basically a board of management, all these people that were principals in the company, trying to communicate with each other 15 years ago when Skype was kind of in its infancy, really didn't have good infrastructure to do remote work like you do now. I mean, obviously, we didn't even have, you know, iPhones at the point. So this point, I would only imagine this could only have happened because of the technology that is in place now with, if it's either Zoom or Microsoft Teams or Google or WebEx or whatever you're using, I can imagine that just trying to be able to make this work couldn't happen if you just hadn't have the technology in place. So talk to me about the parallel of the technology you needed in order to communicate with your team and the technology that you are creating to keep businesses communicating with each other.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. And I guess the joke over the recent years, even when everyone was doing business as usual in their offices, it's funny because the joke was, even if someone's two offices away from you, you're still slacking and emailing and right, as if they're in Tibet, let's say. So it's a funny place when they're not down the hall, you just do the same thing. So there's pros and cons to that, of course. But we like to use internal mechanisms such as Slack, sometimes an overall company Slack notice, of course. Zoom and email has been more prevalent than ever, but or Slack within departments, so everybody doesn't, you know, get overburdened with too many messages that don't have to do with their focus. With customers, we've tried. It's put us into a faster lane to understand from the customer's point of view what's going on with the technology that they run on. I mean, we are not a bolt-on. We're not a value add. We run our customers' companies. That's a huge responsibility for us that we don't take for granted. So if we communicate with them on new products or new technology enhancements, we do release our enhancements every second week, and we call that our internal sprints, and we communicate the enhancements were, what the upgrades were, what have you. We give them peace of mind that they're on a very, very formidable platform, as well as people that use high-level products within that platform, such as the Microsoft Azure Cloud, clouds based in North America, et cetera, et cetera. So the communication is key.
Now, in this, again, you're using an agile, robust platform designed to handle high volume and cater to customers across the globe in an industry that is characterized by constant change. This pandemic is no exception whatsoever. Forbes reported now that considering the potential onslaught of expansion opportunities in the next year, LeafLogic believes it has the infrastructure, experience, and resources to help competitive MSOs establish themselves in new lucrative markets. So you see, I guess, what, 2021, you know, however things play out for this year, next year, first quarter, there will be, hopefully the economy will be back at full swing, and the companies will have also been able to go ahead and get to a point where they can recover to go ahead and move forward with their plans, whether it's expansion or whether it's, you know, the election year fosters new markets to go and open up and start business. So with that expansion, talk to me what you see about what comes up because of the election, the ramifications from that. And, you know, if you think that the pandemic is kind of putting people on a little bit of a pause to wait the next year to expand.
Yeah, of course, it all depends on each party's budget and roadmap, even before a pandemic, and how they adapt to change. I think everybody got a firsthand look at change is inevitable, and the stronger parties adapt quickly and actually can make it a positive with products such as delivery and payment processing remotely, et cetera. But I don't think the industry has slowed down at all overall. I know it's a bold statement, but the growth numbers I mentioned earlier, I would be hard pressed to know what, unless you're in the COVID mask business or maybe Amazon.com, I don't know what could be a faster growing industry. And again, it's global. So you'll have parties throughout the world that maybe are just into the cultivation and manufacturing stage, but they're going to go into a burgeoning retail stage sooner or later. Some have the whole vertical already. So you have this whole global business community all headed towards the new product in the world that can that growth doesn't stop because this same product, maybe if you want to compare it to alcohol, which it often is, it's much, much more robust than alcohol or liquor. Yeah. And the reason being, you can give this to cannabis is used by veterinarians for pet health. It can be used on mental health on humans. It can be used for your recreational, of course. It can be used in various ointments and arthritis and Crohn's disease, et cetera. That's just an incredible list of opportunities that are just starting, and
that's a research still comes along. We're starting to learn more about what are areas we can also expand in terms of, you know, what products are made available. You know, we're also seeing the expansion, obviously, of ingestibles being much more common and proper, and also there will be a transition on how we see smokable products and anything that might be used would cause any effect to the lungs, where people right now are going to feel a little more cognizant about that going forward. I can only imagine. Now, I want to get more into the business aspect. I want to go ahead and take it to a commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask about the hurdles, the regulatory challenges that are going to be coming up for businesses and how LeafLogic is helping to build that out or help assist in that matter. And also the issues that are going to be coming now post-pandemic in terms of retail and wholesale challenges. I want to talk all about that coming up with James Minotello, the CEO of LeafLogic, LeafLogix. We'll be back with James and more Blunt Business after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Elevate your every day with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoogies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take anywhere treat. Fetch your earbuds and stay tuned for some pure pet care conversation.
Hi, it's Angela Ardolino with It's a Dog's Life, and I have Hernanda Umana joining me. We're just both so fascinated with how much we've learned since we've been in this pet industry and creating an all-natural product.
Because it's a dog's life.
I am a huge fan of my guest today, Dr. Bob Goldstein.
I have, in my experience, not seen many natural substances produce the results that CBD is producing in the animals that we are testing on.
It's a Dog's Life with Angela Ardolino, only on Cannabis Radio.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back. I'm here with the CEO of the Full Vertical Seed to Sale Cannabis Enterprise Resource Managing Research Enterprise Resource Planning Software. God, that's a mouthful. ERP.
Mouthful, right? Yeah,
this is right. James Middletello, the CEO of LeafLogix, is with us. If you want to go and take a look while we're talking about the platform right now here on the show, go ahead and take a look at LeafLogix.com, LeafLogix.com, to look at more. Sometimes I just read so fast. I always do that too. It's like, you know, you're reading if I got to read off a script, sometimes it's like, I'm kind of rushing it through a little bit because I put those 60 minute type questions over here. I'm a Mike Wallace.
You're better at it than I am. So I'm not. That's good.
It's me breaking the fourth wall. I'm going to put the fourth wall back up. Let's get back into this. LeafLogix currently has over 1,500 signed facilities. They're across every legal market in the U.S., Canada, Colombia, you mentioned in Bogota, the Caribbean, and Africa, and is eager to widen its global scope as the legalization movement forges ahead. We talked about that before the break. Now, you have over 12,000 weekly active users to the platform. Forbes also made mention that as the industry becomes increasingly accepted by the mainstream, it will likely have to navigate even more regulatory hurdles and operational challenges in the next year. Can you give me a little bit of what some of the hurdles you see ahead, and what is it that's going to be an issue that you're trying to go ahead and work on to continue the growth and to help service those 12,000 weekly active users?
Yeah, sure. The compliance is not going away. So as you mentioned, it will be increased in my opinion. And that's because big government will get involved. More countries will set stringent regulations that are adopted by others as they see what their neighbors are doing. Border crossings among states will create more compliance. Different products will create more compliance because you want a quality control over them, as well as what good they can do for you, as long as they're not taken in excess. So that growth will also create more compliance. The government, on a different note, the government wants their tax money, so they're going to want to watch that very closely. And what we're doing with it is we're known as a very agile, compliant partner for the state systems, and some states have more than one system. So we make it as foolproof as possible. We work with our partners to make sure those APIs are as enhanced and updated as possible.
Now, I noticed that some of those communication that you do with is with BioTrack, LeafTrack, LeafData, and Metric. And Metric I've seen a lot more than anywhere else, but then obviously there are still certain markets that do not have Metric as part of what they have set up as in part of compliance. So one of the things I want to ask, because of the scope and the bandwidth of where your platform goes in all these different markets. Do you see we have some place where we get a consolidation where Metric or something else becomes the standalone, that is the compliance standard that we have?
It's a very intriguing question. I'm afraid I don't have the answer on that except to guess, because time will tell. But and I don't want to overstep my clairvoyance. But
no, but we can definitely say that your platform reports directly to Metric. But one of the things I would just think about, without meaning one of the companies, I just made some of the ones that were mentioned before. But I mean, there should be some kind of a standard that's put that all is across the board, but we don't have that yet. Do we have to wait for some kind of a legalization from a federal level in order for people to go ahead and really get to that point? Or will it be self-regulated eventually?
Yeah, you know, in the United States, take Canada, for example, they have that now with Health Canada, but they have that without a country platform. They have that with a government department reporting structure. It's, mm-hmm. it's not... it gets the job done, of course, but it's not as stringent as the tech play in the United States. Each country will set their own barometers, watching, again, their neighbors. But in the U.S., which is, I think, the intriguing part of your question, I would think that in the near future, states will continue to govern as they do. Some systems will be deemed more efficient. States are always on a budget, so I think it has something to do with budgeting as well. But when the federal government comes into it, I think you could see a switch in mentality of what is going to be set up from the government standpoint longer term. And that's in the next, you know, call it year or two. So I'd watch this very closely.
Now, LeafLogix has already proved agility with quick adaptations amid the pandemic, including reserve ahead, curbside pickup, and contactless and cashless payment. In the meantime, the company's remaining focus on reinforcing its infrastructure to serve a more modern and tech-driven cannabis industry. Now, what can you tell me about what you and your team are working on to transition out of the pandemic because of the new things? Obviously, I hate the phrase new normal, but we are a bit of that right now, and there are just certain methods of business and retail that are going by the wayside and probably will have become antiquated by the time we get out of this pandemic, by as early as next year.
Yeah. It's, again, if you adapted to the change that we've seen over the dramatic change we've seen over this year, the new products and the new expectations of our customers, i.e. the merchants, and then the merchants' customers, the patrons going through the door, has risen, actually. So they want convenience, sitting on their couch, let me quote again Amazon, the big guy. Yeah. The ease of Amazon and the success level is that you can sit on your couch at midnight and order and see live inventory. So we apply live inventory to put in your shopping basket, the virtual shopping basket online, and you can have various forms of accessing that product. You can go pick it up in the store. You can pick it up curbside on an express basis. You can have it delivered. And that wasn't around even 6 months ago. And when something comes out of the gate, it's continuously refined. So we're refining our delivery. We're refining and enhancing our payment processing with card present and card not present and so forth. And we work internally to build our own products. And we also play very nicely with some best of breed vendors in that scope.
I can imagine right now there's a lot where the lack of interaction is there. I would imagine, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but I'm just imagining LeafLogix is a platform that it would work best when you're able to go ahead and demonstrate to bring on new customers, new people to go and bring on and take on the platform itself, that, you know, you'd have conferences to go to go and demonstrate and showcase products. Same way where retail would have a showroom to showcase whatever products they might have. That access is gone now. So when you look at that from a business perspective, you know, talk about how you've been able to work around. I mean, it's not like you just put out a sample in the mail and send it to somebody to try out the product. Like, what is there that you're able to do at this point for LeafLogix to get more, more adaptation to what you're doing for more people to go ahead and sign up and to be part of this? I mean, is it free trials? What is it that you feel like you're looking to do on that end in order to increase the amount of users?
Yeah, it's a really good question, Jorge. It worked in our favor. It was one of the reasons, I think, not only for me, but my competition as well. We have a cloud-based solution that we can easily web demo. Think of YouTube, even though we don't do it through YouTube. We like doing live demos for a personal effect, and each customer's got some different nuances, and they can ask live Q&A questions while they see the visibility. But I have to go out on a limb and say about 95% of our customers view, evaluate, and hopefully purchase the product not being present in a showroom, in a conference, etc. And that's what's propelled us during this pandemic. We do not have to be in front of a person.
That's physically. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, compared to a ballpoint pen, you want to give it to somebody, you want them to write with this. Do you like it? In our industry, you do not have to do that.
Fantastic. I want to talk about some more that you did in a recent, prior to the pandemic coming into light. I want to talk about some work that you did with another company partnering together on impact of a deal and integration that I'm really interested in. It's one of our previous guests. I'll let you figure out who that is after a short break. We're here with James Minotillo, the CEO of Leaf Logix. Again, the website is Leaf, LOGIX.com. Take a look at the website as we go to break. We'll be back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business. I said palm
trees. Yo, it's your boy TJ, Trinidad James. You're listening to Dr. Bina on Cannabis Confidential. LA, what up? Nickname James, man. I'm
worried like a light. People were so excited to see you supporting our industry, and it's so important to see people who are mainstream, who are out there, that people look up to.
That was my first one ever going to, so that was definitely a big deal for me. It's not just, oh, man, just come smoke a bunch of joints. It's a lot of science into it. It's way more interesting than a lot of people might think would look down, per se, on what we enjoy.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com. I feel like palm trees make
California. Oh, Lady Marijuana Llama, tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crap, you know? Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Doc Rob, the concierge for better living.
Cannabis is just one of the many great plants that we have on this planet called Earth that we can use consciously and intelligently to improve our well-being.
Take a real, raw, inside look at healthier living while sharing great ideas and improvements for a better quality of life.
Learning to live and live well is a lifelong process. This is a journey. You could be 80 years old or 8 years old. You can still learn something that's going to make tomorrow a little bit healthier, a little bit easier, a little bit happier, a little bit better.
The Concierge for Better Living with Doc Rob. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm here with James Minotillo, the CEO of Leaf Logix. So I mentioned the name of a company and a previous guest whose company is now working together with Leaf Logix. I'll talk about that in a minute. Jeffrey Harris, CEO of Springbrick. Now, there's been an announcement back in March of a point-of-sale integration with Leaf Logix and Springbrick. The integration would allow dispensary companies who have Leaf Logix and Springbrick together will be able to redeem rewards and offers directly at the point of sale. This company says this represents the first complete POS integration in the cannabis industry. And I know with Springbrick, they do a lot of things with SMS text messaging because of the obstacles and the hurdles that everybody has and be able to go and promote their products and to get some real-time promotion and advertising out to people. So SMS is a very popular platform, and that's what they really do with what I think is 5 million people that are adapting to what to Spring Break's platform or has an engagement to it. Talk to me about the impact of this deal, James, and what this integration and this integration makes possible.
Sure. Yeah, Spring Break's a great company. We have a superior API integration with them, and I can thank both companies for that, as well as our sophisticated customers that we share with Spring Big. They push us to always raise the bar, and that's a great thing. Especially, you know, to the product that's offered by our joint efforts, there's a younger generation out there. Often the older generation gets acclimated to it as well, but to build brand loyalty and convenience, that API, as you correctly mentioned, shoots out SMS messages using loyalty and discount data. And so you know what's going on at that brand, that store. It could be your favorite one or one you want to try or one you don't know of, that text messaging will get out to you. And I think you'll have a very easy right to say, I don't want these messages anymore, but many people love receiving them.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad that everybody got worked together, and I'm really happy that, you know, LeafLogic has been able to go and navigate the treacherous waters of this pandemic and make it to the other side very well. And there's a whole lot we could have talked about with LeafLogic, the system itself. But again, you guys like doing the live demonstrations, just like you said yourself.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to get a demonstration of the product itself, of the platform, they go to LeafLogic.com again. What should they know when they come in? What should they, tell us about how they can get access to it, and a couple of features that people should know that really make the platform stand out.
Sure. Thank you for allowing us to showcase if anybody's interested. I obviously, they can initiate the request for a demo at sales, S-A-L-E-S, at Leaf, L-E-A-F, Logix, L-O-G-I-X, .com. What I suggest they move forward with when they get a demo is picturing what it's like, what your customers want walking through the door, because there's various areas we can advise on without being a formal consultant. I think that ease of use, intuitive nature, because you're going to have some turnover and some new parties joining the company at the same time. And I think that the learning curve, you want that, you know, young bud tender or any age, I should say, bud tender to know how to use the system without much ado. And I think the speed of the data coming through, the BI reports, I would focus on a big advantage we have on our BI reports to see how your store is doing and what it's trending at and what products are being sold and for what reason. We have market feedback from patrons. I mean, it's we lead the demo with some things that the customer may not know they want or desire or need. And I think that helps a dialogue instead of just sitting there as an audience. That's the biggest thing I would say. An interactive demo really helps.
Fantastic. So let's go and make sure you get people to go ahead and take a look at the demo for LeafLogix. And again, James Militello, CEO of LeafLogix, thanks for joining us here on Blunt Business. Really do appreciate you taking time out.
Thank you, Jorge. It's been a pleasure.
Well, I stumbled through this show, which I get a little bit more than just usual. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another edition of Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com, which, of course, broadcast this show each and every week. Of course, find the show at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and so many other places. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week. The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.